We are joined on this election day by our attorney, lawyer, barrister, and voter extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. Now, Jeff, I used to be a vote on election day guy. My son was home a few weeks ago, didn't know if he would get away from school to vote. He was visiting, so my wife and I and our son Spencer voted, not this past Friday, the Friday before, so we got it all done. Are you anticipating long lines? Are long lines indicative that it's good for Trump or Biden, too? I guess it could, in this state, it could go either way.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. I think long lines, I mean, I think it depends on the area. So if there's long lines in where we are in Wright County, yeah, I think that's good for Trump on the Republicans. If it's, you know, in one of the precincts in Minneapolis, I not necessarily know that may Trump, not be the case.
Not good for Trump, good for Biden.
But you don't know. You just don't know. I mean, this is such a weird election year. You have some of the kind of the more moderate Republicans saying they're voting for Biden. You have reports that Trump is getting a greater percentage of Black and Latino support than he did last time, and more so than what Romney or McCain or George W. Bush got in the past. So you just don't know. It's just it's a crazy, crazy year.
Well, here's something we do appear to know, that Pennsylvania could very easily decide this, and we won't know until the end of the week when they're done counting votes, because that's one of the states that went to the Supreme Court and got the okay to count votes after Election Day. But they do all have to be postmarked by Election Day. Right. And here's my question. What were you people waiting for? If you're going to wait till a few days before the election is over, they could even be stamped today, postmarked by the 3rd. Why are you doing that? Why don't you do what I did and go in early and vote, where you're not going to be facing many people, or get in line and vote? How do you let it go to the very end this?
And that's a good point, Bob, and that's what we're seeing here in Minnesota. The elected officials, who of course are all Democrat, have been on, I mean, the statewide offices, have been on social media and every place, you know, imploring people to return their ballot to a polling place versus voting by mail, because of a circuit court of appeals saying that they could not accept ballots after
today,
you know, after the polls close. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and there was
I don't know what, I don't know if and I heard some chatter about whether or not the numbers are down in certain areas. You know, we'll just have to see. But that could ultimately, you know, the Democrats made that a big part of their strategy, was this vote by mail. And for some of these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, where court ruling, where the court overruled those actions, that could make it even tighter.
Well, you know what, Jeff? We have many listeners, I'm sure, who voted by mail, and I'm not condemning anyone who did, but I know this. I have a P.O. box because I wasn't getting my mail at home, because we sometimes have, more often than not, it appears, a substitute driver who I had a number of I had checks that were coming in that amounted to a good deal of money, and I never got like four or five of them. So for the last four or five years now, I've had a P.O. box because I know that I cut out the middleman. I don't really care what the post person brings, whether it's a postman or postwoman, to my mailbox at home. I care because I get the important stuff in my P.O. box. So I was never going to trust the mail to get delivered properly back to, you know, wherever it would go. And that's not a condemnation on the post office either. But for me personally, I feel more secure going to vote in person. And there's that number, Jeff, that 600,000 or 700,000 ballots are still out with people as of last week. Well, you know what? We got ballots and we just chose not to mail them back. We decided to go in person. So that's probably what they're talking about, these hundreds of thousands of ballots that haven't been returned. Yeah, because some people don't want to mail them, and that's a big deal. Now, I want to shift over to Texas, where in the Houston area, they had, I believe, 18 drive-up spots for, you know what? I don't think we should make it that easy. This is a privilege to vote. You don't go to a tent and cast your ballot. I don't trust that at all. Now, today, I think 17 of the 18 have been closed, and you have to go. The judge ruled he doesn't view a tent as a building. So, you have to actually go into a building. But do you think that one is over? Could that be contested, the 127,000 ballots cast in the Houston area?
I don't know what to think on that. I think that it could be contested. You know, this was one of the things the Supreme Court has been trying to stay out of this as much as possible. The one thing they've said is that they don't want the federal courts, you know, kind of rewriting state election law. Their
which
open
is
question
right.
is, are they, which, yeah, the open question is, are they going to let the state courts do it? There was a few decisions. There was the North Carolina case. There was another Pennsylvania case that were brought in after Amy Coney Barrett was seated. And they essentially kicked the can after the election. Justice Alito said, we don't have enough time to, 5 days isn't enough time. We have to do these after the election. So they've kind of played a little Russian roulette and, you know, saying
hopefully
we're just going to
settled.
Hopefully that there's a decisive winner and they don't have to get involved. But if they do have to get involved, watch out, because if you thought what the losing side acted poorly after the Bush v. Gore decision, they're going to really be fired up after this one.
Well, here's a problem. Like,
if the court has decided,
if in the Texas area, it was a Bush appointed judge who made the ruling. So you would think it would be a conservative judge who made that ruling. I don't know if it would go well for him. I mean, I don't really, as long as it was done properly and it wasn't a bunch of people opening a tent, you know, and they were getting votes and handing them in, I don't have a problem with it. My understanding is they were all supervised by the actual polling places, and that's fine then, as long as everything was done on the up and up. It's when things are done on the down and down that many of us take offense to it.
Right.
So we may know something late tonight, but give me your prediction. Who's going to win, and roughly how many Electoral College votes will the winner get?
I don't believe in any of these any of this that says that one of them is going to be running away with it. I don't believe, and I could be wrong, I don't believe there's going to be this blue wave. I think regardless of what comes out of this, I think that the Republicans will hold the U.S. Senate and the Democrats will hold the U.S. House. As for the presidency, my gut just tells me that Trump is going to win the Electoral College. Biden will win the popular vote, but Trump, I think, will win the Electoral College. Whether or not he picks up Minnesota and Nevada and doesn't need Pennsylvania, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's going to be real. I think it's going to be really close, but I think Trump wins it. There just seems to be so much enthusiasm at his rallies, and maybe I'm insulated from where I am because I see nothing but Trump flags and signs on every street. Yeah. But I think that what it comes down to, I think that there's the swing voters have had to decide. I don't like what he says, but I like his policies, versus Biden's a nice guy, but I don't necessarily know what he stands for, because he said he's changed his positions on some things.
You know, it doesn't matter what he stands for, because I keep going back and forth that he'll do the 4 years and Joe Biden will keep in place, but then I go back the other way, and when you see Kamala Harris being introduced as the next president of the United States, that at campaign rallies, that's frightening. Because it's like everyone's in the Democratic side is assuming he's never going to make it.
Right. And that's the thing. And I think that's what voters don't like uncertainty. And I think there's some questions as to what would a Biden-Harris administration look
or
like.
Or Harris-Biden.
And they're willing to go with 4 more years of Donald Trump as – we know what we're going to get with Trump. We don't know what we're going to get with Biden.
Well, I will say this. If Trump gets reelected, keep an eye out on 2024 when the battle comes down to who gets to run, Don Jr. or Ivanka. He may even make that at the ticket. Put the two of them together.
I hope, you know, if he wins another 4 years, I hope that when 2024 comes up, I hope that he doesn't
push.
I hope
kid.
He just lets the process play out, because I would like to see someone running that can better articulate conservative and Republican principles.
Well,
he is he has kind of attention deficit disorder when it comes to a deep philosophy.
Well, right now, to me, an up-and-comer is Dan Crenshaw. And I also don't think Ted Cruz would be bad in 4 years either.
No, I think Ted Cruz has been one of those that gets the Trump appeal. You know, the appeal, why Trump appeals to certain voters. You know, him ripping Jack Dorsey a new one at that hearing last week.
He just dismantled him.
And he's good like that. I like Kristi Noem from the governor of South Dakota.
As a running mate.
Yes, exactly. You know, the Republicans have a pretty good bench, and that's what if Trump is able to pull it out today and win another 4 years, you have to question where the Democrats are going, because you've got a lot of their leadership is in their 80s.
Well,
and the younger crowd is this very progressive, almost, you know, in some cases socialist leaning group of folks.
Okay.
And I think that scares people.
Here's my prediction for their ticket next time. Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. That's what they're going to push. I have no doubt about it. If Biden loses, even if he wins, that might be where it is, because they want to appeal to everyone. And it's not, they think it will appeal to everyone, but it won't. Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Gambrone. The BS Show will take a quick break. We'll be right back on this election day.